Mix 101.7 KAYL. Rise and shine, Pauly Shore.
Oh, my God. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
The Weasel himself coming to Storm Lake here this weekend. What's up?
Oh, you know, things are looking up. I'm coming to Storm Lake, Iowa, bro.
You know, I was going to ask you, when's the last time you made the trip to the Hawkeye State?
I don't know. I don't remember. I've been to Iowa before, but never Storm Lake.
Well, we can't wait to have you here for two shows, and it's going to be a great night, of course. I got to ask you, man, it almost was instilled with you at birth to be in the comedy business, reading your some of the information regarding your mom, especially.
Yeah, I was, my mom, for those are the people in Storm Lake that are listening, give it up for my mom, Mitzi Shore. She started the Comedy Store in 1972. The Comedy Store is kind of a legendary comedy club where Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, David Letterman all molested me as a child. And, no, they all kind of raised me, and I grew up, you know, kind of a muck among the comedians, and my dad's a comedian. He opened for Elvis Presley, and, you know, a lot of people know me from Son-in-Law and all that other stuff, but they don't know, like, you know, that my whole life's been a two-drink minimum, you know?
The minimum.
Yeah.
So who influenced you the most with growing up with those
guys? I think it was, like, Kennison and Richard Pryor, I think, were the two guys. I kind of loved their edginess, but also the fact that they were very lovable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, speaking of lovable, I mean, that started for you at an early age, thanks to MTV kind of giving you a big outlet.
Yeah. No, I was lightning in a bottle. I was very, very, very fortunate, and to this day, very fortunate that, you know, that you know, the stars lined up for me at that time, and in the early 90s, where MTV was, you know, cutting edge, and it was before the Jersey Shore and Surreal Lifes and all those other shows, and I was just lucky, you know, and it took off, and Totally Pauly was a big hit for me, and then it went into all my films. So.
Yeah, it's huge. Hey, man, I got to ask you, what do you think of MTV now in 2011, pushing 2012 compared to your day?
I don't know. I watch it. I feel like a pedophile when I watch it, so I turn the channel. I feel like Weasel Sadusky, bro.
Hey, which one was your favorite movie, of all the movies you did?
Sorry.
It was.
I don't know. I just like working, you know. There's not like one I like better than the other. I mean, the two movies that people seem to react to the most for me are Son-in-Law and Biodome, I think.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you now, what are you up to these days besides visiting Storm Lake this weekend for two shows? Something with CMT, did I hear?
Yeah, I have a film with them coming out. I work a lot with CMT, country music, television. I have a movie with them called Whiskey Business, and that comes out probably in about 2 months. On the country music channel. And then I work a lot with Showtime as well. Those are kind of my two go-to places right now in my career, Showtime and CMT. So. Well,
sounds like you're busy. What are you doing in your downtime, if there is any?
I go to the Schwitz, bro.
Going where?
The Schwitz, bro.
I'm with you now. Just had to make sure I heard that just right. Awesome. What can people in Storm Lake in Northwest Iowa expect come Saturday?
Expect the unexpected.
That's what we'll do.
Oh, wait, expect the expected. I'm sorry. No, it's Pauly Shore. I mean, what else are you going to do? It's either Pauly Shore or bowling, right?
I'll take some Pauly Shore. And then
there you
go.
A lot of people are going, you know, bowling actually sounds probably like a better idea.
Hey, man, let's go to the bowling alley afterwards.
I know, bros.
All right, we'll see you Saturday, Pauly Shore. Thanks for the time here on Mix 101.7. We can't wait.
Okay, guys. Peace.
You too. Pauly Shore right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL.